What's up, pizzas? Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And what we're reacting to is the end of July, the end of an era, as we're moving in to the new unknown August months. We're going to be just having some fun this week because we have a superstar guest lineup of Aaron Carter, David Webb, and he's back. Hollywood, Eddie Villanueva is back. We're going to be talking to him, seeing what he's been up to. And we're going to be talking about the new Windows 10. We're going to be talking about Street Fighter V. We're going to be talking about racism in the WWE. Hulkamania is running wild, and we're going to talk about why. We're also talking about The Punisher on Netflix and its rating. We're going to talk about the Wii U finally crossing the threshold of 10 million sales. If you're the type of person who likes the visual stimulation of podcasts, you can check us out on our weekend show, which we do live on twitch.tv. You can check us out there at the URL twitch.tv/videogame_bang. It's a lot of fun. We do a lot of giveaways, all sorts of fun stuff. But enough about that. You're going to get ready for this week's amazing episode of
Video Game Bang.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. If the ish gets real.
You get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Guten Tag, pizzas. It's Corey Vincent here, and you're listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? And I want to thank you for joining us here on the weekday show. As you guys know, there's a lot going on in VGB land in Sacramento, California. But before we get all to this stuff, and before we get all on par with all that, I'm going to introduce the first guest on our show, Eddie Villanueva Jr.
Eddie.
Oh, pretty tame.
Penis.
There we go. He said it. Got him. Oh, okay, moving on to the other side of the room. He is the man who's letting us crash in his house. We've been squatting in this place for quite a while. It's serving as a good temporary studio. It's not balls hot in here.
Thank God.
I know, right? He is the real David Webb. What's up?
What's going on, everybody? I just want to say that I am so on par to be here today.
You're on par?
I'm on par with whatever we're going to be talking about.
I'm on par with everything you just said.
There you go.
Yep, it's good to be on par.
Oh, David, we're you cram it up.
We'll get to that in a minute.
Yeah.
And he is the second in command here. He is my co-host, my confidant, my pal, my golden girl, Aaron
golden
Carter.
Girl. Golden girl?
I don't even know how to react to that vocal.
You're speechless, ladies and gentlemen.
Betty White, everybody. Betty White.
She outlived them all.
Yeah, she did.
She outlived them all.
Oh, so good to be back here with my bros. I'm, of course, Corey Vincent. And like I said, this is a breaking news. I'm homeless. I've sold my house.
Do you have a house in waiting?
I have a house going through the purchase process.
Oh.
No guarantees, you know.
No guarantee, so it might fall through?
It could. I mean, yeah. Monkeys might fly out of my butt.
So then it's not falling through.
Have you seen Bruce Almighty?
I have.
Because monkeys
times,
flew out of his butt.
And that's a fictional story, sir.
Hey. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
So I have no home. I'm a vagabond right now. It feels kind of weird, a little strange. I was in my house for like 7.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now I don't own it.
It's weird. I saw your post. And when you put 7.5 years, I was like, it does not seem like 7.5 years mm-hmm. that you lived at that house.
And I'm not allowed to go back right now. I could not go back. If I walk in that house, I have no legal claim to it. I could be arrested.
Yeah, you could.
There you go.
It's very strange.
If I walk by that house, I could be arrested.
Well, you could walk by any house
exactly
in that neighborhood, exactly. And you'd probably get arrested.
Or this exactly. neighborhood.
Or especially this neighborhood.
I've been in Roseville so much in the last 2 months.
I know, it's the talk
it's
of the
ridiculous.
Town. Everyone's talking about it.
Yeah. Everyone's talking about Aaron being Roseville?
Pretty much.
Yeah.
I went out to eat in the place across the street. What is this?
There's 40 different places
there
across
sure
the street.
There sure is. Yeah. Cheesecake Factory.
Oh, okay.
Cheesecake Factory. and
which is not unique just to the Roseville area.
Just it's just change. Yeah, yeah, it's everywhere, right? Just,
you know. Everywhere.
So I go sit there, nothing but white people.
Yeah, oh, it's nothing but white people
in Roseville. think,
me, and my guest were the only two.
What did you think they were going to come up to you and say, "Excuse me, sir, you got to get your food out back"?
Well,
or something?
When the waitress came up
you
to me,
to
I said, "So, I
you
said,
where
sit
the
bathrooms?
At the table by the bathrooms." Boy.
I was like, "Where are the bathrooms?" And she was like, "Oh, they're right over there." I said, "Is that the only exit to the door?" And she was like, "Yeah." I said, "Thank you." She's like, she just walked away confused. I'm like, "Yeah, we're like, black. Oh, we God. Have to know how to get out of here if it goes down."
That's terrible. The good part about selling your house is now I am officially the richest I've ever been in my life.
There you go.
I mean, yeah, without a house.
Well, the problem with that is I was going to go into saying that if the viewers feel sympathetic to you being homeless, they could go and check out our Patreon and donate a little bit more.
Well, the Patreon doesn't go to me.
Do you remember?
Broke-ass show. I'm rich. The show is broke as hell.
There's a difference.
Do you remember the first lady that asked for money on the internet?
The first lady.
Yeah, there was like years, long, long time ago. She just really went up on the internet and just was like, "Hey, I can't pay my bills. I'm broke."
Was this through like a
donate.
Specific site or like
no?
Like MySpace?
This was her. This was her making a website, and she literally just was like, "Hey, I have no money. Could you donate?" And she got a stupid amount of money.
Really?
Yes.
And now she lives up the street from me.
It, pretty much. Now she lives in Roseville. No, I swear. So I was just thinking, and I think that's what. Kind of snowballed the whole crowdfunding thing. Mm. Yeah. Especially online, I should say. At least online.
Well, my money is going to go away as soon as the next house it becomes official because that's where all the money goes. It's like my down payment. I'm not allowed to touch it.
But it's a good thing. It's a good thing.
I'm just going to like snapshot like the bank account.
You should get it all in nickels.
So the first
No, you should get it all in ones and then just make it rain.
So the first woman that did that, her name was Karen Bosnack.
Of course it is.
She was a television producer. But, she had a relatively high-paying job and then got laid off. Her credit card debt was more than $20,000, so she started a website, which was the first cyber-begging website called SaveKaren.com.
Yep.
Save me.
She was. I think the thing that was interesting about her was she was just honest. Just straight up,
okay.
I'm broke, people.
She even wrote a book after that.
Really?
It's called Save Karen, One Shopaholic's Journey to Debt and Back.
Yep.
Serious as this conversation is, I think I'm the only one that realized that as Eddie was reading this like serious article, I look up
it's
at
not
the wall,
serious, Wikipedia.
The wall behind him, and I see a Deadpool light just pop up.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron.
No joke, I've been total ADD with that light ever since he brought it in.
Like I don't know why I've flashed it everywhere.
Eddie loves lasers.
You can quote that, everybody.
Eddie loves lasers.
You
more
have
than anything.
No idea how much I love lasers.
I have an idea of how much you love lasers
because
you lit me on fire.
I've burned him with one before.
But that's now terrible. We unboxed the latest power-up box. They sent it to us complimentary, and we are unboxing it. And we put it we're editing that one, right?
As soon as I download it.
The correct answer is yes. We are in the process of editing. It's in post.
It'll be up this week. It'll be up
production.
You know, and I think they really found their groove.
They have hit a stride so far.
Yeah.
Let's
box
keep it up.
Box 3, this is 4, right? So box 3 was good.
Not disappointed with box 4.
And box 4 was good.
Yeah.
Kind of hits home the whole reason we started this thing to begin with, and it was to be honest and give critical feedback. Like, that was the thing of our show. We were tired of people giving reviews that were not true, being tricked by the big 3, I guess you could say, websites that were saying games were good, and then when they would speak out against them, they'd get in trouble.
They would
people
get
would get
trouble.
Fired.
Yeah.
So when we started this show, we were like, we're going to tell it like it is. If a game sucks, we're going to say it sucks.
But above all, we made a change, sir.
Yeah.
Because we said it wasn't the greatest, and they were like, well, we need to step it up. Here's another box.
Exactly.
And boom.
The power-up box, they sent us the first one. We're like, cool. And we gave critical feedback on, like, it was just Pop Vinyls.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
They came back with another one, and there's, like, a lot of kiddie things on there.
Yeah.
And
a lot
so,
of choking hazards.
So we messaged back them saying, like, you know, we didn't like this. We weren't feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next two have just been.
Yeah, they've been good. Good.
Really
good stuff.
Yeah. They've been good.
You can, of course, get a discount on the power-up box if you are interested in getting it for yourself. You can use the code word NerdReactor, and you'll get 10% off your box.
Mm. There you go.
The more you know.
The more you know.
Knowledge is power.
We haven't already plugged it. Go to twitter.com @VideoGameBang if you want to socialize with us. That's where we're the most active. If you have questions you want answered on the show, if you just want to harass us, that's fine too. We like that. You can go to facebook.com/VideoGameBang. YouTube,
Facebook.com, YouTube.
It's I never mess video this crap game up. Bang. There it is. YouTube.com/TheVideoGameBang.
The one and only. There's probably like seven of us, but, you know, we're the.
We're the first one.
And then the last one is twitch.tv/VideoGame_bang. And that's where we do the weekend show. Last weekend show was, I think we hit our stride. We're back, guys.
Yep. From outer space.
The pill popping helped.
The pill popping helped.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. The Adderall helped us along in that show.
We were able to focus.
Yeah, we were able to focus.
Have a clear head.
Yeah, exactly.
Able to click that mouse.
I was posting it around the thing. People were like, well, duh, PEDs have been in the sport for a long time. But it was like, yeah, but now we're actually testing for them, apparently.
Like, PED. It sounds
it's so weird to call it PEDs.
For this type of thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it definitely is. I don't know.
I wonder if there's like some PEDs we could take to make the podcast better.
podcast enhancing drugs.
If there
drugs.
Was like a podcast steroid, would you take it, Aaron?
No. Just need a sugar rush. Get some Skittles. Pop them back.
There you go.
Yeah. They're going to start testing us after each show for Skittles.
I got some feedback, too, what? About...
Skittles?
About...
Skittles?
Yeah, Skittles. They're delicious. About one of the old podcasts we were talking about. Two podcasts back.
Okay.
About the president being on whatever that podcast
was. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. One of the viewers, listeners, whatever, messaged me and was like, podcasts have been pretty big for a while now. What is he talking about? And I'm like, I think he means that the status of the person that came onto something that wouldn't normally be on that type of podcast.
That media.
Oh, yeah come on now.
Yeah.
Podcasts have been around for a long time. They've been
popular, too, though.
Not to this extent.
No.
I think they were trying to argue the fact that I think they have been.
No.
It's just the guests have not been to that.
Well,
that's the whole point. Like, their credibility is through the roof. If last year...
His credibility is through the roof. But how many people listen to NPR?
The credibility of podcasts.
Yeah, but those are radio shows.
Those are radio shows.
They do podcasts over frequency.
That's why they take the radio show and then they put it online for people to download
ultimately,
and call it a podcast.
I think, honestly, within the last, 4 or 5 years has podcasts really been on the rise?
Ever since 4 or 5 years? I'm trying to think. When did I get into it? Because that's when it really was on the rise when I started listening.
Oh, my God.
Well, 4 or 5 years ago, that's kind of when like shows like Comic Book Men or shows that were, you know, where Howard Stern went off of the radio and started doing satellite radio and they were actually showing his
Are you lumping the satellite radio into the...
No, but I'm saying, though, that because technically it is internet radio.
Yes. It is.
So
I think what it is it's all part of the new media, and new media itself is just getting a whole new level of credibility. I mean, you had YouTubers go to the White House and interview the president one-on-one.
Several YouTubers, actually.
Several of them, yeah.
If there's any time in history, it's now, all right, I guess under any presidency, because he is definitely the most media-driven type of, you know, he's been on... Between Two Ferns, he's done like freaking every late night show parodies.
Multiple times.
This should have been known that he was going to be that type of guy before he became president, and he did the Daily Show, where he was just, you know, like kind of like I think 2 days before they announced that he was president or whatever, before the votes came in.
He was in a BuzzFeed video too. I don't know if you guys saw that, but it was talking about things that people do, and like when no one's looking, like making faces in the mirror and stuff like that.
Oh, that's right.
My favorite part of it is he even makes fun of the whole like thanks to Obama, because like he's trying to like dip a cookie into a milk into.
Oh
like,
yeah,
a,
yeah,
a jar,
yeah. I
like,
remember that.
A glass of milk.
I remember that.
Yeah.
So I mean,
this was Mark Maron's podcast though. Like,
so
this,
do you think that
Mark,
video that
here,
BuzzFeed?
Here's the thing, Mark Maron's podcast, as far as comedy goes. And this is, it's kind of like a comedy podcast because he's a comedian, but it's interviews it started off of just being him interviewing his comedian buddies who he screwed over in his past, but now he's sober and kind of, you know, he was patching fences with a lot of people. And it was a millions of views. I mean, it was a, I'm not saying it was a small little podunk WTF podcast. I mean, it was huge.
I wonder what the largest one was then, because that's what I would compare it up onto. Who had the, like, what was the largest podcast downloaded ever? Like, for one episode, not like a full overall.
I don't know. Like, it might have been part of that Serial series I was talking about last week. That was huge, but WTF would have been right up there, I think. Who else had a big one? Was Adam Carolla? I think his show was
big.
Apparently, yeah. His was big.
Because he did one every day. Like, his podcast
just
was daily.
Ridiculous. How do you live?
Yeah, I mean, why don't people message me these things? Don't go to Aaron. He's not the specialist. Come to me, and I'll set you straight.
No, that instead of being straight, the question basically, his argument was just kind of, they've, you know, been around for some time, and they've been popular.
I've been listening to podcasts since for years and years and years. Like,
but I don't know. I guess the word legitimize is probably what threw it off, because just like, it's already a legit form of media. Mm.
So, do you want to know the top
credible
10, top 10 podcasts of all time?
No, I just want to know the top two.
Top two, number two is
Video Game Bang.
Freakonomics Radio.
The hell is that?
Oh.
Society and Culture.
Okay. Yeah,
that's what its demographic is.
Okay.
And the number one is called This American Life.
Oh, that's NPR.
That, yeah, because I was going to say, that's the one that he, in the message to me, that's the one he put out as, he's like, This American Life I listen to, and I'm like, I don't know what
that is. And that's not like a radio, like they do.
It's listed under storytelling.
Yeah, they do talk about it like on NPR, like you can listen to it.
I still put that under podcast though, because podcasts are kind of.
I don't know if this.
That's Stitcher there. That's Stitcher's
top
100.
I think this is Stitcher's top.
Go to iTunes.
Yeah, that would make more sense.
Because they got Joe Rogan up there at like 6, and I don't think his show's bigger
than
And
we're not even on there, so it's got to be skewed.
We got to be up like
a 4 or 5. There you go. That's how you know.
That's how I judge everything.
All right, the current top 10.
On iTunes?
According to
iTunes. iTunes charts.
Video Game Bang.
Number 10, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
That sounds like
NPR.
Just some type of
number 9,
rapists.
Freakonomics Radio.
Freakonomics?
I actually think that's NPR. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Number 8, Stuff You Should Know.
Oh, yeah.
Number 7, Fresh Air.
NPR.
Fresh Air. Yeah.
Number 6, Serial.
Oh, there's that.
So Serial, number 6.
Number 5, Radio Lab from WNYC.
WKRP in Cincinnati?
That might be NPR.
Number 4, WTF with Mark Maron podcast.
So that's the one he was on, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Number 3, TED Radio Hour.
Don't know who that is.
Okay. That's not somebody. It's they do a lot of like talks, like Elon
TED
Musk.
Yeah.
Yeah, TED Talks. Yeah. Have you ever heard of TED Talks?
No.
The ones that
I don't listen to.
I don't want to open that. Number 2, Reasonable Doubt. And number 1 is This American Life.
I might have to listen to This American Life since it's number 1 on multiple lists.
It's so boring.
Oh, well then, yeah, I know. But see, I'm thinking, and like, it's got
to
be.
Have you heard the Mark Maron intro, though, to his podcast?
I don't listen to any other podcasts anymore.
This is what made it, like, when someone told me Obama was on it, that's why I was like, no way. Yeah, did he do the intro he normally does? Was Obama sitting there? And if Obama supporters are going to listen to this thing, is he going to stick with it? Because he goes, it's called WTF. You know, you know what that stands for, Aaron?
You know, where they fornicate?
No.
White trash freakazoids?
No. Try it again.
That's terrible.
It stands for what the fuck.
Okay.
And
his intro says, hey, what the fuckers, what the fuck beans, what the fuck merinos, what the fuck nigger, all these different things.
Wow. So
that was the roughest recovery. Top Gun had better recoveries than
horrible.
That.
He goosed. That's what he did.
He
goosed. But what would the president? What is he going to be like? Oh,
I'm out of here.
I'm already.
No, actually, that episode. That episode. He just goes. Hi everybody. This is is it Mike or Mark? Mike.
Mark Maron.
Mark. Hi everybody, this is Mark Maron. This is my podcast. He does not do
what the freakers
that. Did you he didn't do the intro for real?
No.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't listen to it.
Okay.
I did. It was a really good interview. Actually, like a whole different perspective.
Of course he's
gotta
clean it up.
President.
You can't.
You got the president on there, you can't.
I wouldn't. Please. I
you don't curse anyways in front of us.
But still, any in your windows, in your outdoors, it doesn't matter. President, you're on my show. You agreed to come on my show. Let's do this.
They had
we're banging about, around the prez. That's what we're doing.
Banging around the prez.
So what's playing, prez? I don't have time for video games.
Wow, that was pretty good, actually.
The world needs me.
The world needs me.
Oh, be like,
here you go, Obama.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
actually, they talk about that.
See, yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying.
On the episode.
He's
it's actually good. I recommend going and listening.
What's he
going to
do? What is he going to do to you?
Black, well, he is the president.
Bring out the black helicopters.
You know?
So.
Well, it's not him that you need to be worried about. It's the two snipers that were within range of the house.
I wonder, did they clear out? Because you said he does it from his show. I mean, from his house, right?
Yeah, it's from his garage.
Did they clear his block out?
Yeah, most definitely.
I would have been
They probably
pissed.
And they tented his driveway.
I
would have been pissed. He drove into like this giant tent. Like you see in sci-fi movies when like they like tent and they make this whole like tent tunnel.
Yeah.
Like in
that's
E.T.
A lot of times you said the word tent.
Yep.
He loves tents.
And it was intense. Ooh, you see what I did there?
That's horrible.
But yeah, he had to drive into the
this
tent.
This is why Barack is not on the show right now.
That's why he should be on the
like
show.
Stuff like that.
I'd love to talk about podcasts all day, but this is a video game talk
podcast.
So we're going to talk about video games, and the first news I have here is the Nintendo Wii U has just passed the 10 million sales mark.
I'm buying one now.
Okay. Well, now it's legitimate, so...
Now it'll be legitimate.
Crowd mentality, let's all just buy them.
I haven't seen any games that's made it worth even the plastic.
What about the game where Yoshi's made out of yarn?
Nope.
Yoshi's made out of yarn?
There was... I bought the Wii first before I bought 360, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I loved playing Wii Sports.
Yeah.
You know, like all day. That was
all day, every day.
Yeah, all day. But all day. And then I played No More Heroes and The Godfather, and those games were actually pretty fun on the Wii.
Mm.
Wii U comes out. I've already been
Wii'd
Xbox
out.
360 baptized. So it's like there's nothing more that I need that's like the gimmicky type of stuff. So it's like I don't need a Wii U anymore.
If you want a Wii U, we can just attach a Game Gear to a Wii.
Basically. That's basically what it is.
Just play the boom, play the ding.
But it does seem like they can do some awesome stuff with that controller. It's just they don't really utilize, I guess. Yeah. I mean,
I would buy it for Super Smash Brothers. I love Super Smash Brothers.
Well, Super Smash Brothers is out, so why don't you go buy it for Super Smash?
How much is the Wii U now, though?
It's like $300.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's an expensive... Super Smash Brothers.
That is definitely not worth it. For one game?
$300.
Yeah, no. And then what's on the horizon, too? They got another Zelda, of course.
Yeah.
They got Zelda. They got Mario.
The Mario.
Do they? Do they really have a Zelda coming out?
Yeah.
Zelda Wii U. They didn't say anything.
They kept it on the hush.
That's not like them. So basically, you can look forward to it in next Christmas at best.
Probably.
At best.
I remember they announced it at the first E3 that we went to.
Yeah.
And then it was just no show this year. But they take their time with Zelda. And then they just lost their president. Give them a second, Corey G.
Let them breathe,
come
man.
Good Lord. The man is barely in the ground yet. You want to... Where's the games, guys? Jeez. Let them bury their loved ones.
Better make me seem like a dude.
So it looks like that Zelda was listed to be released.
And
but
they removed it at the last second.
They did remove it, so they're delaying it again. Because they just released the list for 2016 Wii U games.
Anything Spark?
The Legend of Zelda is not on there.
Do you know why they removed it?
Here's the thing. And what we saw this E3 with Bethesda was a unicorn. When they actually come to the show and they're like, this game is badass that you've never heard of. And by the way, it's going to be here in 3 or 4 months.
Yeah.
That's unheard of.
You don't see
days.
That.
Now, when they do announce Zelda, it's going to end up getting The Division. We've been hearing about The Division for 5 or something years. The Division has been under development forever. And every E3, it's like, yeah, okay, this time we added a sky now. So we're almost there, guys.
They, I don't know, they're losing my excitement for that one.
Mm.
And it's only because, what was the other one? The Ghost Recon? That game, when I saw that trailer.
Oh, Wildlands?
Yeah, Wildlands.
Yeah,
like,
that looks so cool.
You should have hurried up. Like, this is the multiplayer type of stuff I need, you know?
Yeah.
And then I've been watching stupid Fallout 4 trailer over and over and over again, and it's just been like, well, I don't know, Division, you're losing more and more of me.
Yep. So the same thing is going to happen with Zelda, I think. Maybe it'll make it to the stage show next year, but then we'll get it in another year or two.
But I think the fans are there for Zelda.
Yeah. The fans have been there for Zelda for years.
Yeah. Like, it was the most pre-ordered game for Ocarina of Time, out of all games. So I don't think the hype is going to lose.
I think the real reason why they didn't include it this year is because they ran out of time making puppets. They couldn't make a Zelda puppet.
Well, it says the game scheduled in Nintendo's earnings report simply indicate what the company has already announced.
Well, I just made a joke and just blew right over it.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
This is exactly
but
what
it's just it's just listed as TBT. TBD. Sorry.
To be determined?
Yeah, that's all it's listed as.
Do you think Iwata's passing is really going to hurt the company?
No, I don't think it'll hurt his company. I think isn't this their second president they've had die? So I think they find a way to roll on.
Are they going to make Reggie the man now?
I mean, no, he's too out of touch with America. Yeah. I mean, with the Japans. Both of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, they'll probably do the right thing and honor him for like the next year or two.
Yeah. And what's his name is not going to step up and take Miyamoto.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because
he's the only other person who's like
old school still. Yeah. Yeah.
But like, and like a face. Like he's Miyamoto.
Oh, yeah. I saw some documentary on him where he said he rejected the promotions that he always got because he wants to be on that development ground floor type of stuff.
Like, it's time to step up.
No. He's going to be detached from everything. All the Mario games that he's made.
Second thought, maybe I don't want him up there because those games are already so detached anyways.
Pretty much, yeah.
All these Mario games are just rehashes and
what do you want, an M-rated Mario game?
Is that
what
you're...
Ooh, first-person shooter Mario?
Mario.
What the hell, Peach? I just saved your ass.
Bloodbath.
Get freaking pepper spray.
It'll just be Duke Nukem with a Mario skin, basically.
There you go.
And it'll be terrible.
Peach is like all first bloodied up and stuff. And Mario's like, I want to get you some fucking revenge.
That's horrible.
I'll spank you.
It's a me. Mario,
bitch.
There you go.
Their stocks would plummet.
Would they?
It's Japan. I mean,
yeah, but it would grow here in America.
Exactly. I was gonna say, you know, then that if they do that to Mario, they're gonna have Peach with like big ass boobs.
Yeah,
and
a bikini killing zombies.
Peach is gonna become Lara Croft.
Not even
like old school Lara Croft.
But triangle boobs.
Yep.
Have they had a Mario mech yet?
All right, people, we're going to be back with more Video Game Bang after the break, so enjoy these messages and stick around.
Hey, guys, you are watching Video Game Bang right now. J-Stay and Frank the Green Ranger, and it's Morphin' Time. Ooh-yah!
Hey, this is David Jost, the original Blue Power Ranger, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, it's Tina from Boss Burgers, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hi, this is Amber Goldfarb, the voice of Aveline de Grand Pré, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Hello, this is Cass Anwar Altair Ibn La'ahad from Assassin's Creed Revelation, and you are listening to the Video Game Bang.
This is Strife, the main guy behind Freedom Planet.
This is Commander Torque.
Hi, this is Lilac the Dragon Girl.
This is Spade.
This is Mayor Zhao.
This is Syntax.
Greetings. This is Lord Brevin, and you're listening to Video Game Bang.
Plus five, awesome.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
This is Janice Davis, author of Holder's Dominion, and you're listening to Video Game Bang with superstar, incredibly charming hosts.
Hello, Super Aaron. Hello, Princess Cory. It's me, Mario. Woohoo! Mamma mia. You guys, number one. Woohoo!
So are we going to address this whole hookah thing you've been doing in here?
Pine cones.
What?
Are we going to address this hookah thing you're going on? You know you're still blowing smoke, right?
Am I?
The industry.
Oh.
What do you mean?
Top
that's our new campaign.
I didn't know that you were doing that, and all of a sudden, like in the beginning of the show, I'm like,
Corey's on fire!
What the hell is burning? Something's burning.
So it's because I have a friend. No.
Oh yeah, you told me about this.
Take it back.
Time.
I have a coworker.
You have a coworker
who is a
demoted.
Okay,
on
I'm
the
just
show.
I'm gonna yeah, okay. Right. I'll go ahead and just spill it out. Okay. I used to be a smoker, like hardcore.
Oh, I feel so bad for you.
No, I'm...
You poor thing.
Not looking for
You're
your fucking sympathy.
Is that foil in
Whoa, language.
Hey, you. Go cram it up somewhere. So
okay.
No, and so I've tried to kick because I used to do it when I was overnight, when I was working overnight a little bit more. And so my wife has asked that I not do it anymore.
Okay.
So I've gone to this.
Okay.
Which
is how much percentage of nicotine?
This is down to 7%, I believe, which is a lot less than what I started out with, which normally most of them, well, the ones who go straight from cigarettes to this usually are at 18%. Mm-hmm. And I started at 18 like a year ago. And I moved down because it's 18 something else, and then it's 7. So,
but it's still nicotine, correct?
It's still nicotine.
The cancer-causing drug that kills you, right?
I don't know. Is nicotine the thing that causes cancer?
I'm sure I thought it doesn't help. On the list of things that cause cancer and avoid cancer, nicotine's probably on the...
I thought it was the poisons that were actually in the cigarettes themselves.
So the whole cigarette like is that,
yeah. Yeah, well, the whole cigarette itself.
I've never understood...
Nicotine is the part that hooks you.
Exactly.
When you're hooked on cigarettes, it's the nicotine that's the addictive.
I still have never understood the...
The fixation?
No, not the fixation. The first person who was like, you know what, I'm just tired of air. I want to suck
let,
in
let
something else.
Let me suck in something that's burning.
Oh,
right?
Wow. That's smoke. Well, that's got me going.
Yeah, I started out when I was in school and during the breaks. It just kind of...
Wanted to be one of the cool kids.
Yeah, totally.
Technically, I mean, honestly, yeah. I'll be real. Yeah, that's pretty much ultimately where it started.
I didn't inhale.
Oh.
I didn't inhale.
Well.
There I don't think he's on par with what.
Well, you got to get on par with me because
hey,
you
know, there you go.
I'm on par with what you just said.
Thank
Eddie.
You. I'm glad. I really am.
Except,
Just
do it outside.
When you're,
how about you just do it outside?
It's not starting to smell like s'mores.
It smells like rotten peaches in here.
Rotten peaches in here.
Rotten right. peaches.
All right.
Let's move along.
On that note.
We're moving on to some more news for the geek world. If you were expecting an R-rated Punisher on the Netflix, you can forget about it.
Forget about it.
It's not happening.
I don't get what do you mean?
I think there was hope that, you know, it's a Punisher series, so we're going to get rated R.
We were getting a Punisher series?
Well, yeah, you're Netflix. Getting the Punisher in the upcoming Daredevil. Season of Daredevil. So they were expecting that they were going to get an R rating. Well, technically, wasn't the last season of Daredevil unrated?
It's got to be unrated.
Because, I mean, seriously. With
graphic. Whatever they did for that
graphic.
Rating.
That's enough.
Yeah. Keep it for that.
Exactly. Because, I mean, not to spoil. I mean, if you haven't seen Daredevil yet,
where have you
shame on
been?
You. You're literally, you need to.
Yeah, spoil it all. Go ahead.
Exactly. So, I mean, when Fisk, like, literally removes the head of that one gangster with his car door, I mean, that was fucking insane. And if that wasn't
forever.
And if that wasn't an R rating,
yeah,
I don't
the guy
know.
Guy jams his head into a spike to kill himself.
Yes. Head on. Like, you're seeing it come. Yeah.
So, I don't understand how.
That was, like, in the first couple episodes.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I don't
know. Oh, okay. This is
like, we're going there. All right.
You're in the deep end
now,
bitches.
I think they're thinking. No R rated for Punisher. So that means everybody's not getting shot in the head every 2 seconds, and
it's
blood.
Only other 5 seconds.
Yeah. So I mean, I think it'll be fine.
I can do it with a shooting and a quick word or here too.
I guarantee
and
you.
Shooting.
I guarantee you, they're not going to make it to where he arrests everybody at the end of the day. Like, you're arrested, punish style.
You're being punished.
Yeah.
He's going to kill people, and it's going to be. I mean, think about when Fisk strangled the writer guy. They had his feet all kicking and stuff.
That was brutal.
That's more than enough.
I read today, too, that Netflix like mentioned that they're going to be putting out a new Marvel series every 6 months.
The Defenders, did you see? Yeah.
That's the track they're on. So they're going to have Daredevil first. Yeah. And
Jessica Jones.
And then I don't know if they're going straight to Defenders. Or
I don't think they're going straight because
they got to go Luke Cage first.
Yeah, they got to build a team.
Well, she's going to be... I thought... Is it really going to be all about her? I thought it was going to be like her mixed
and
Lukey.
Yeah, I think Lukey's going to be in there. Because they got screenshots of him
on the motorcycle.
On the motorcycle.
And let's
her
be honest.
Throttling
I mean,
them back.
Throttling. Both those characters.
Yeah, she's throttling.
She's throttling.
Both those characters on their own aren't the most interesting.
Luke Cage? No, definitely.
Not even him.
But that's the writer's fault.
Yeah.
He should have been more charismatic instead of...
Sweet Christmas.
Stereotypical black jail guy.
But you know what? I do have high hopes. I mean, after last season of Daredevil, even if they say they're not going to go with an R rating, if they're going to go with on par as to where they went last season, yeah, I went there. I don't have any doubt that it's going to be an awesome series.
Oh, yeah. Marvel knows what they're doing. Even if everybody's like, Ant-Man wasn't the greatest, you know, wasn't the second coming of Marvel, it still was just like
second coming of Marvel.
because I mean, we're in this new transition now. We've had the big group movie.
We're in phase, so now we're phase three now.
Yeah, we're on the next phase.
Should be
of
the
it.
Third coming.
So whatever, they come so many times. It's gross.
Oh yeah. Sometimes they
it's
come
still
all over
like
the place.
It's still like a slice of pizza. You know, it may have not been that great, but it's still
just
pizza.
One piece
it's,
of the whole.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know because that pizza I had when we were at.
Well, you had terrible
pizza. That was weird. That
you
was,
had terrible pizza.
I wouldn't count that as pizza.
Another thing we didn't talk about in the last episode was the Street Fighter V beta.
Mm. I
thought we did talk about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, we covered it.
Yeah, we did.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think we did. Talking about and naming the people that actually played it. Jada,
no, yes. No, that didn't happen.
Good Lord.
It didn't happen at all. speaking of David, he posted a video of Ryu's combos that he was able to come up with.
Uh-huh.
Got like 4,000 YouTube views overnight.
Well, I mean, it's Ryu. Yeah.
That's true.
And
it's Ryu.
It's Jason Gist.
And it's Jay Gist.
Yeah. He's famous now.
Yeah. And if you're not checking out those tournaments held at the Gamers Funk Lab, you guys are missing out. If you're in the Sacramento area, do yourself a favor and go to the Funk Lab on the weekend and partake in the excitement.
Partake.
Dave and Buster's will host a Pokken tournament, and it's location testing. So Pokken is, of course, the fighter game that's going to have Pokemon in it.
Yeah, you haven't seen that yet?
Oh, yeah, I've seen it. Do we need this? Did we need it?
Japan needs this. Japan needs this.
Somebody needs
let,
this.
Let them have this.
Just give it to
because
them.
They wouldn't make. There are things that Nintendo, because they own Pokemon, that they can make that would take over the planet for at least a year. The Pokemon MMO.
Yes, which we've talked about.
Which we've talked about. And the Super Smash Brothers All Pokemon Edition.
Really? Isn't that what this is?
No. This one is just Street Fighter Pokemon Edition. Because it's just 1v1. I'm talking about take every single Smash Brother. There's no other characters, but they're all different Pokemon.
Oh, man.
And it's
I would
a
hate
Smash
that.
Brothers game.
I would hate that.
I wouldn't like it. I never played Pokemon
in
Smash Brothers.
I guarantee you it would sell like hotcakes. It
in
would
Japan.
Sell like hotcakes. Japan, yeah. And then
but
everybody.
That's,
I have never
that's like
once,
half the world right there.
I have never
so.
Once purchased or seen anyone purchase a hotcake once.
A hotcake? Have you ever sat in IHOP?
Is that what a hotcake is?
Yep.
Yeah.
A pancake?
It's yep. a pancake.
It's literally just a pancake. Sir.
No.
Yeah.
So you've probably seen it millions of times around you.
You've probably eaten them.
You've seen hotcakes sell like hotcakes around you all the time.
At McDonald's, they're called hotcakes.
They are called hotcakes at McDonald's, yes.
Oh, wow. Okay, so literally they do sell like hotcakes.
Yes, they sell like
they're
hotcakes.
Delicious.
Yeah.
I'll go get some now. Not necessarily McDonald's, just in general.
I'm a waffle man. I have a little crisp in my...
Of course you are. Don't succumb to racial stereotypes.
Waffles are a racial stereotype?
Chicken and waffles.
I don't think it's a racial thing.
No, I don't
it's
think not? That's a racial
What'd
thing.
What do you think, Aaron? I liked your article you mentioned about Hulk Hogan. The Hulkster. Hulkamania.
Yeah.
Getting removed from 2K16. And they even retroactively removed him from 2K15.
I didn't get to put I disagree with this movement in there.
Do you?
No, I definitely disagree with this. For one, I don't know what he said. And apparently he said it during a sex tape or something.
Yeah, I guess. I know the situation. I looked it up. I did some research after your article because I was like, why? What could have been so bad? He actually, it was like part of a sex tape deal. And
deal? So he actually
no,
made a deal
no, no, no,
to
no,
get
no,
his
no,
stuff
no,
on
no,
the?
No,
oh, okay.
No, no. Like, he was doing a sex tape, you know, whatever. And I guess he was venting about his daughter having sex with a black guy.
Which is just natural.
So
while you're having sex,
yeah,
you can be venting about.
While you're having sex, you're talking about your
daughter having sex.
Having sex
with the Black Panther.
With the Black Panther.
With T'Challa. Yeah. We're fans of the WWE in here, right? We've seen old episodes.
Oh. Back when it was WWF?
Yes, back when it was WWF. They actually had Hunter Hearst Helmsley.
Known as Triple H.
Came out in blackface one time.
Really?
Yes.
I do remember that.
When he was making fun of The Rock.
Yes.
I remember
the
that.
The Nation of Domination.
Yes.
Beef with the DX.
And
they were all in blackface.
They were all in blackface.
Yeah, I remember that now.
So none of them got fired.
Different time.
Mr. Vince McMahon dropped the N-bomb on live television. You can find that on YouTube, everybody. Just go ahead and Google that whenever when, you have
when,
a chance.
When was this, though? Was this like the 90s?
This was... No. This was thousands. This was 2000s.
Yeah.
But none of, does it matter what time
no,
it was?
No, I'm just like, saying geez. Different times. No, I'm not saying...
does
I'm
it
not,
matter? Well, oh, it's saying, cool. You can't explain it's everything. Cool. It's cool. It was the 90s.
Yeah.
Everybody no, was doing
it's,
it.
It's a different it's
I was racist
time.
In the 90s.
Oh, yeah, man. Who wasn't? Yeah.
No. So that's was, why yeah. I'm like, Hogan said I mean, something in his private time.
And here's the deal. That video was shot like 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah. So, and it's it, was it shot for the WWE? Like, no. All right then. Yeah. He said it in his private time. Away from their whole organization, if anybody's going to see it, it's not their target audience, I would say, like the kids and stuff like that. I mean, remember a time when DX ruled the place? That was the raunchiest time of WWF.
That was the best
time. And then they switched it when they wanted to, you know, lighten it up for the audience, the fans, stuff like that. Oh, we want to be kind of more kid-friendly.
So that was post-2001.
They wanted to, you know,
2000.
Divas kind of were played down more. And
Divas
watching.
Were all like in Playboy and stuff.
Exactly,
at the time.
Yeah.
I mean,
doing sex tapes and everything.
So, I mean... It's. I think it's.
Which, by the way, David, I got to give you that one back.
The people that are going to see Hulk's
I want it back.
Sex tape are not going to be the kids or the audience that you're trying to reach anyway. So I don't understand why you would just wipe him from their games and let them. He's an icon in your industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like he is not going anywhere. You can't scrub him from. You know.
Yeah. They basically got him out of 2K16 and 15. Are they going to go back and get
on their website too?
W Nitro games.
Well, because me and Corey were talking about it earlier.
Him off the board.
We were talking about it this week, and I told him, you know, he was the original main event in WrestleMania.
Yes.
So
yes,
he is literally part of their history. So I mean, you can't just
and he
remove
was in Three Ninjas.
I mean, yeah,
he had a full
yeah.
Movie
that's when
that was. Yeah,
yeah. No Holds Bar.
Rocky
yeah.
wasn't
he was
in like
Rocky.
A Santa Claus movie?
Oh
and a,
hell yeah,
and Mr. Nanny or something. And
yeah,
I don't.
What wasn't he in?
Terminator. He wasn't in the Terminator.
Thank God.
Sensitivity classes.
He was not in racial sensitivity classes. Yeah, he definitely wasn't in those.
He missed all those.
There you go.
But I don't.
Do they have those at WWE? I just picture.
Well, there's only like three black wrestlers
I
in the history
now,
of wrestling.
If people think that
really
white people don't say the N-word in their private times, then you're just fools.
We should.
You,
wait,
like
what?
When no other black people are around, people are like, oh yeah, white people aren't around saying the N-word. Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are. We all know. Every black person knows. But it's just when you get caught, that's when you what? He said that?
That's
what?
When we're in trouble.
That's when, yeah. Trouble. So let the man live. Look. It, all it is, and
well,
I saw
they're
the
letting him live. I mean,
I saw this.
They're not killing him.
Oh, no, they're going to kill him. I saw it on Conan when they were talking about how, you know, how long does it take for, you know, him to come back from that type of thing, or, you know, an actor or something to come back from saying the N-word. They get caught and then they have to do the apology. And then
for him, it's going to be like, what, 2-3 weeks?
How long was it for Dog the Bounty Hunter? Couple
I don't
of
think
months.
He's.
Come on, with that mullet, was anybody surprised?
It's the same thing with the strands of hair Hulk is trying to hold on to.
What about,
about
the one?
He's got that
one
clown
lady.
Wig thing going on right now. So,
he'll
what about that
back?
One cooking lady that puts butter in everything?
Paula
Deen.
Google
Paula Deen, and I bet you she still has her stuff up. I did
no,
whenever
actually,
I heard about
well,
that.
After she got, after that whole thing went out, like she lost all her endorsements.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
she ended up coming back on a different network.
Yeah.
Somewhere out in. Georgia.
The White Supremacy his, Network.
I can't remember the comedian's name. He's one of my freaking
otherwise known as otherwise known as Fox.
One of my freaking one of my favorite comedians.
Topical.
And he's Bill Burr. He was the one that I was talking about. He's like with
Bill
Paula Deen. You know, you got $1 million whale there that'll make you money. So it's just
no
how you know.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Wow.
He says it's a
you're
gambling.
It's because you're black,
so
isn't
know.
It? Right?
No,
but
yeah, yeah.
It's a gambling.
Yeah.
Thing.
I know. I know what the reference is.
So
it's
he's
just...
like, you know, it'll she'll make you money. So it's like, you just wait the little time, you know,
yeah.
until she can make cookies on TV again.
And it's not like it didn't hurt her like fully financially. I know she lost a lot of endorsements through like Walmart and a bunch of other people, but. In the end, I mean, she's still filthy, stinking rich.
Exactly.
They
give
probably
Hulk,
gained her a lot of fans.
All oh,
those
yeah.
hillbillies.
Yeah.
In
give
the
Hulk
house.
Two WrestleManias.
Boy, I tell you what, that
Paula
girl.
Paula Deen just saying what we're all thinking.
Exactly. So give Hulk
put
two,
some more butter give, in give, it, Paula Deen.
Give Hulk two WrestleManias to where nobody's expecting him to come out. Something very bad happens to John Cena.
And he saves a black guy.
And then he comes out and says, yeah.
he well, becomes the leader.
No, no, he can't save the black guy. Aww. That's why I said John Cena. Oh, he saves the blackish guy.
No.
The nation
of domination is going to come back and elect Hulk the new leader.
yeah, that is definitely not
No, what they're going to have to do is they're going to have to give it some time and then do kind of like what they did with Sting this past year and kind of reemerge him to have like a WrestleMania with him and Sting.
You got to do something.
And that ultimately, honestly, for all the fans who knew Sting and Hulk's Hulk Hogan's
beef
that they had.
I think he's done, man.
He's not done.
He's old.
Ric Flair
is 765 years old.
And he's done.
And he was still slapping chests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And still going, woo!
So, I don't know. Yeah. It's like I said, you got a guy who can make a whole bunch of money for you.
Oh, yeah.
It's just how long is it going to take? I say two WrestleManias.
Well, if you're sad that
I would say one.
Hulk is being removed from 2K16, there is
Chris Benoit and
it is a little bit better because
that's jacked up.
He's back as DLC, everybody. Soon. Chris Benoit.
Crippler Crossface on your kids.
The Wolverine.
I'm jacked up.
That's jacked.
That is
Never
jacked
mind.
Up.
You're right.
Jeez, you are terrible.
We gotta laugh about things, right?
Special DLC. Never mind. No.
All right. What I was
That's
going
even
with
worse.
This, Arnold Schwarzenegger joins WWE in 2K16 as the Terminator.
That's horrible.
Did you see the entire commercial for that?
No.
They recreated that whole scene from Terminator 2 where he goes into the bar and he's checking everybody out.
Oh, okay.
And they've replaced all those people with actual wrestlers and divas.
Okay.
And
he's like, I'm just going to be one of you guys.
No. He goes through the whole scene. He's like, I need your keys, your boots, and your motorcycle, or whatever he says.
And your WWE championship.
And your WWE
belt.
Championship.
Does he say that?
Yeah, he goes to the whole
Wow, does he? I have never seen that.
Oh, no.
He
doesn't say that the belt.
Oh, I was going to say.
It's just a recreation of that one scene, but they're using all. Okay. Yeah.
If the opportunity missed.
And out of,
exactly.
out of everybody that was in there,
WWE
I think
championship.
I may have recognized maybe one wrestler.
It's
maybe
a new,
at that.
It's a new roster
it,
now.
It definitely is.
It's a new roster, and it's some whole. Like my brother doesn't even watch
Bryant.
It anymore.
Daniel Bryant.
Mm. I know John Cena's survived through a whole bunch of stuff. So John Cena was when I was just getting out of wrestling. He was just getting into wrestling.
We can't see you, David.
Isn't that the whole face thing?
Isn't that what he does when he comes out?
I know the wrestling now.
I know how to do it.
But and for anybody out there who's like, why are they talking about wrestling? It's come on, everybody. Has watched wrestling.
It's ridiculous. Stockton Con, when we were looking through the guest list, the only people I was interested in, like, when I was looking through the guest list, I mean, there's some great, talented people, but when I saw, like, Jerry the King Lawler, I was like, I want to go meet Jerry
the
King Lawler.
They don't work there anymore? They're not announcers or anymore?
Jerry the King is. JR isn't.
What is he doing Stockton Con?
JR got fired because he was drunk at a
JR can do whatever the hell he wants.
Stone Cold.
He goes down in history as the best commentator. Like,
what the hell's he doing here?
Who was the second one? Michael Mann after him or something like that?
Michael Caine.
And I was like, you're done, dude. You try to follow one of the greatest announcers and you're finished. He should have announced sports. He should have announced everything. Yeah.
Hey, not supposed to be here. Best line ever. We got more stuff to talk about too.
We got to Windows 10.
We're going to talk about Windows 10 now because it is out. Today was the day it launched. Yesterday, for those listening to the show, day one, and I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. But
I was just about to ask.
We found a way to cheat the system. If you go to nerdreactor.com and check out our article, there is a way to jumpstart it because it's a giant rollout. A lot of people are using 7 and 8 and buying upgrades and stuff.
Yeah.
And what they do is just like a phone service deal. Like when they update your operating system on your phone, they roll it out. So it came out today, but you might not get the update for like a month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
Yeah, it does. But nerdreactor.com, check out the article. There is a workaround that is super easy. And I've done it on two different computers already.
Okay.
And it's worked.
Cool. Mm. You have to like register your stuff in the East Coast or something like that.
No, not even.
Oh, yeah.
Japan.
No, all you got to do is make sure your automatic updates is set configured properly, you open up a simple command prompt as the administrator, and then there's a little one line of
code.
Text. Yeah, code.
Which you're going to have to find out by reading the article.
Yeah, there you go. Boom.
One command, and then it's boom. I restarted the computer on the Surface. I had to restart it completely, and then when it came back up, it found it immediately installed in less than like 40 minutes. And I got Cortana on there. I did like mess around with Cortana a little bit. And it's just as awesome as it was on the Windows phone. And
so
not gross, sir.
The interface
it's
on
Cortana.
That's why he was talking about playing with it later.
Oh, yeah, I'm gonna play with it a lot more later.
The interface on the Windows 10, is that similar to?
It is similar. What? They got rid of the whole like touch Metro interface or switch between desktop mode. They brought back the start bar, but it's like on crack. When you kick the start bar, this whole thing pops up that kind of brings in that Metro interface, integrates it. I played with Microsoft Edge for a little bit.
What is that?
Their new browser.
Okay.
They canned Internet Explorer in exchange for Edge.
AKA they just have Internet Explorer.
No, dude, this is so different. Okay. It was when you pull it up, it's super minimal.
Can I have my privacy mode, like, to watch my porn?
Of course.
Your incognito mode?
Yeah, incognito
It starts
mode.
Actually incognito mode and just launches straight to a porn site.
That's awesome.
There you go. I was going to say.
Full in. I'm on the edge now.
Hello, Mr. Carter. Are we looking at porn sites today?
That's Cortana's first question when you log on. She's like, what are you into?
What am I into, Cortana? What am I into?
What are you into?
Exactly.
Dealer's choice.
Like, you know what? Asians today. Just that's what we're going for.
Feeling a little foreign today.
Feeling a little,
let's do
yeah,
it.
Oriental. Let's do this.
I just said Chinese food. I want seconds.
You said animals, correct? Here we go.
Like, no.
Here we go. Here we go. Let's go.
So yeah, if you're not on that yet, get on it. It's been actually being reviewed very highly by a lot of the respected sites out there, giving it some high marks. I haven't had a chance to go too in depth with the new features or anything, but I'm looking forward to it. Are you gonna jump the line, Aaron? Are you gonna use this code to try and get?
Yeah,
it
I'm
early?
Gonna try to because I mean I don't see the only thing I'm worried about is I have a stupid amount of like icons and stuff like that on my desktop. Where's all that going?
I think it comes back just like normal.
Okay. So I'm going to have an actual desktop. Because I'm like, what about those little square?
Some of the icons look different. Like my MP3 files, I'm used to them looking a certain way. Uh-huh. But now it's like a weird blue disk instead of like the old.
My hard drive is almost full too. I got like 900 megabytes.
You might not be able to download the
yeah,
update.
You won't because you have to have at least 3 gigs.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I got gigs. Yeah, yeah. I'm full. I got at least, I don't know, 16.
He got so many gigs.
I got gigs.
I got
gigs.
Gigs
on gigs on gigs.
But I do have to
every
delete
day.
Some stuff. It's because it's a whole bunch of videos
every
on
day,
my
every
freaking,
day.
Yeah. That's
my
all
computer.
My Google Drive. Yeah. I was like uploading video for you guys to see, and I'm like, all I have the videos on here.
Yeah, I got to get rid of some of that stuff. So too
some
much
of his home videos.
Too much porn.
Yep.
So we got news that David called a long time ago on Chris Pine.
The basketball player?
Yep. Also,
he plays basketball in his spare time. Okay. He shot a basketball.
He shot a basketball. Yeah. In his spare time, he captains the Starship Enterprise.
Oh, okay.
There yeah.
you go. Still don't know who that is.
I don't know who Chris Pine is.
Captain Kirk, the new.
He. That's what he should have started with. I don't know.
Sorry for using people's real names.
Is he going to be Gambit or something?
No.
No.
He's going to be Wonder Woman. He's going to be her love.
He's
going to
be Wonder Woman.
Was it Trevor something?
I don't know.
Eddie.
I don't care.
Yeah, anyway.
Troy McEnroy.
I thought it was like Trevor Slattery, but I could be wrong.
So he's going to be in the Wonder Woman movie, and there was rumors he was going to be the Green Lantern.
Well, first off, he already picked the wrong comic book company to go with. He should have went Marvel.
They got enough Chris's over there.
Hemsworth.
Yeah, no joke on
Hemsworth.
Hemsworth. Chris Hemsworth.
He was going to be
Evans.
Chris Evans, Chris Pratt.
He was going to be in Suicide Squad, but he was going to be kind of a secondary role. And they're like, okay, well, you
they're
can
all
be
secondary
you,
roles
you, well, yeah. But you can be in here and maybe have this somewhat of a role, or you can be more of a lead in Wonder Woman.
Here's the thing, though: Zack Snyder is doing the Batman versus Superman movie, correct?
Uh oh.
So. Why
we're getting into this, aren't we?
The red capes are coming.
No, yeah,
the
yeah.
Red
it's,
capes are coming.
It's so dumb. It's so dumb. But I don't understand. So wait, let me ask a question. Is it going to be a standalone Wonder Woman movie? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Because I don't know who's directing that, so I can't really speak towards that. But I've seen how
it's,
she looks.
M. Night Shyamalan.
And it's already... You know That's what? Just... I wouldn't be surprised if they were like, yeah, M. Night. And then some twist at the end where Wonder Woman's a guy.
But that's okay, because it's 2015.
It was freaking Jenner the whole time. It was. Caitlyn Jenner as Wonder Woman.
Aren't they doing it like back in like World War II? Like, isn't that when Wonder Woman, the movie's taking place?
I don't know. That'd be the dumbest thing ever.
It'll be them trying to capitalize on Captain America.
It's like, what are the ages of everybody?
Well, because that's who he is, Harold Levinchus. He's a World War II pilot.
Really? They've said that? He came out and said that?
Well, in the comics.
In the comics.
Oh, okay.
He crashes on the island, and that's where he meets her and falls in love. But she comes back with him to the mainland.
Retcon?
Yeah, they can retcon that. And right, make exactly. It to where he was an Iraqi pilot.
It's DC. They do whatever they
hate. Like that.
Yeah.
And
they'll make it. He's
there.
A freaking space pilot.
Yeah,
it's DC. They do what they want.
But it's, I don't know. I just don't get the age. Like, if you look at the Marvel Avengers, you're like, okay, they're all like their 30s or, you know, or something like that, right?
40s.
No, I'm not the actors themselves.
Oh.
But the people that they're portraying.
People that are playing.
Right?
I don't know.
They're roughly the same.
They're roughly in that same. They're in that same generation.
Okay.
You know, right?
Yeah, okay. I'll accept that.
But with the Batman and Superman thing. It's like the Superman seems like he's way younger than Batman. Like,
oh,
Batman's
Superman's like 16 and Batman's like 100.
Right? Yeah.
Listen,
like
you whippersnapper.
The salt and pepper in his hair, and he's been established around Gotham. Like, why don't we know about all this stuff beforehand? Like, why didn't he get mentioned in Man of Steel at all?
I got cornered by someone recently who really was trying to cram it into my head. That the Marvel movies suck, and that these new wave of DC movies are going to be the best thing ever.
Oh,
Eddie and David were both there. They saw me.
Why wasn't he invited to the show?
I don't want him here.
He would take over the show. I would know
not.
Him. And he would take. He'd give you a run for your money.
He
so just
break
to
a sweat.
Just to lay down the foundation for this conversation before you go. This is my brother-in-law.
He's Eddie's brother-in-law. Yeah.
And this guy. This special individual believes he is the final word on all things superhero. So if he sees you post something on Facebook, he'll make a comment to troll you into arguing with him so that he could prove that he knows more than you.
And the thing I hate about arguments in these kind of debates are when they get so upset when it's this side versus this side. All I said in my post was that Suicide Squad and Batman trailers did not look good. So actually, to quote myself, I said they look like Dookie.
This is still on the web.
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
I'm going to find this.
It and should be the last comment.
He comments on there saying he didn't say anything about how the DC movies were going to be good. He was just commenting on how stupid he thinks Marvel movies are.
Yeah.
It wasn't my point. Marvel makes bad movies just as DC makes bad movies, just not in as high a volume. so that was kind of my point to him because he was like so trying to grill me on Ant-Man. I was like, I didn't like Ant-Man. And then the same thing, he was grilling me on like The Last Avengers. I was like, yeah, The Last Avengers was okay. It wasn't that good. But he wanted this satisfaction of knowing that
he wanted a solid victory from you.
He said, Ben Affleck, people are dogging on Ben Affleck. I think he's going to be the best Batman.
You're done.
Finally, an American actor playing Batman.
You're done already.
He was like,
I do.
Like,
let me bang again, man.
Let you bang.
Drop the mic.
My favorite part was, I think he said something over her.
Now go fuck yourselves.
Like, we didn't jump to your rescue.
Not at all.
No, I appreciate it.
We were standing. Well, because personally with me, if I get into it with him, I'll get into it with him. Because of the fact that this guy's so argumentative that at the drop of a hat, I'll switch over into like beast mode and take him out.
But my favorite thing was he said something like, you know, oh, I'm glad you read comic books and everything, but like,
yeah
it was like a Kanye West thing. Like, I'm gonna let you finish your comic books, but
later,
I know it better.
Later in the day, he was like, so I was having this conversation with Corey about comics. I said, no, correction, that was not a conversation, that was a lecture.
Yeah.
And I learned nothing.
I found the post.
Yes. And honestly, he goes on and on, and that's all it was, because if you look at that post, there is nothing after that. Nobody.
I didn't, yeah.
And me and another friend of ours that we know were watching this post, and we're like, yeah, this is just bait.
Yeah. All right, people, we all know how bait is. Speaking of bait, we will see you this weekend for the Weekend Bang Live with Aaron Carter at the helm. on twitch.tv/videogame_bang. We will see you on the internet. For David Webb, Eddie Villanueva, and Aaron Carter, bye.
Penis.